Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast. It is February 28, 2014. The time is 1:05 p.m. The title of the article that was emailed to me was Susan Smith's Ex-Husband 19 Years Later. Susan Smith drowned her two young boys to death. If you are around 40 years or older, you may very well remember this story. I know I remember it. In fact, it's difficult for me to conceive of the idea that this was 19 years ago. You say, Pastor Sean, how in the world did you get an article about something that occurred 19 years ago, and why are you looking at it now? Well, this is a white woman from the state of South Carolina who murdered two of her children by strapping them into a car and then putting that car into drive or into neutral and letting it go into a lake and creating the situation where these two young boys were drowned to death. This is a white woman that did that. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because the suggestion has been made that the pastors of Brigham Baptist Church are racist. And the reason we are racist is because we have identified particular problems in particular ethnicities. And when I was accused of this racist perspective from a News and Focus program coming out of Brigham Baptist Church, I was told that we don't cover News and Focus programs that deal with whites killing their children. We only deal with blacks killing their children, and therefore we are racist. So let's pause for a minute and remind ourselves that we are living in a truly fallen world, and that there are men and women of all ethnicities that are killing their children. I remember listening to this woman as she pleaded for the return of her children from an alleged abductor who did not exist. I was overwhelmed when I found out what had happened. And to the glory of God, Susan Smith has been or is being punished for this sin. Now, from my perspective, she should have been executed. Let's make that abundantly clear. Her children are dead. She is alive. In fact, the article is quite sickening because it makes particular reference to her behavior in prison, in which she is having sexual encounters with other women in prison. So it is utterly disgusting what this white woman did. And any white, black, purple, pink woman who kills her children should have to pay the ultimate price. That doesn't mean that grace cannot be found through forgiveness in Christ, but it does mean that we reap what we sow. And white women who murder their children go to jail. But the article that Pastor Joey dealt with most recently on the News and Focus program dealt with a substantially higher rate of abortion amongst one ethnicity. And there seems to be a perception that if you identify an ethnicity, that you're being a racist. That when we study ethnicities to determine if there are problems within particular subcultures of America, that immediately identifies you as a racist. But what we're trying to do is love. Now, albeit it's tough love, it's not the typical understanding of love, but we're trying to love. We're trying to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're trying to identify potential problems within particular subcultures or particular locations or particular ethnicities or particular groups of individuals. And then in doing so, we want to determine, is there a problem here within a particular subculture, within a particular ethnicity? And then in doing so, can we help them? You see, if we were in fact racist from this church, we would not bring that to your attention, that this is a problem. It's a problem that over 70% of African American women are aborting their babies. If we were in fact racist, we wouldn't bring it to your attention as a problem. We would let it go on because those black women are in fact reducing the population of African American citizens in America. And because we do care for every African American baby, recognizing that each and every one of those babies were made in the image of God, having been created by God, Christ having died for them, we want them to be born. We don't want them to be aborted. We believe that is a blight against our society when such a high percentage of babies are being aborted. One is too many, so 7 out of 10 is absurdly out of control. And what seems to be the accusation is that if you do not balance the news and focus programs with these unbelievably horrific stories, like Susan Smith kills her two boys, then you're a racist. But let's be clear. What happened in South Carolina is the extreme exception. It is horrific that two boys were murdered in South Carolina. But do you understand that that is rare? It is rare for any mother of any ethnicity to take, let me look on the article for a moment here, a 3-year-old and a 14-month, and strap them into car seats and drive them into a lake by putting the car in neutral and letting us. That's rare. That doesn't happen all the time. This is the exception. The second article that was emailed to me deals with another extremely horrific situation, but it is not normative. But when you have a scenario where 7 out of 10 African babies, African American babies, black babies are being aborted, you have that which is not the exception. You have a systemic problem, And the number one person in the nation that should be dealing with this systemic problem is the President of the United States. He should be with his bully pulpit confronting the African American community with the fact that there is a problem when his own ethnicity aborts babies at a rate of 2 to 2.5 to 1. And that is not racist to identify that. That is loving. That says to every African American mother, stop aborting your babies. They are precious in the eyes of the Lord. They need to be born. They need to become fathers. They need to become mothers. They need to become God-honoring, God-glorifying citizens. They don't need to be aborted. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Get married. Get married. Do that which is right. And do we have whites that are doing the exact same thing? The answer is yes, we do. Yes. But the numbers are disproportionately, overwhelmingly outrageous in one particular ethnicity. And so we are asking for every single African-American pastor, and any pastor who has African-Americans in their congregation to speak to this issue in order to reduce the overarching number that are being aborted. It's not racist to identify that particular ethnicities have particular problems. Whites had an overwhelming problem with racism when they were enslaving African Americans and treating them as second-class citizens. And hundreds of thousands of lives were lost in order to fight for the preservation of the Union and the freeing of African Americans so that they could be free. But that freedom needs to be preserved. And one of the ways that we preserve that freedom is by having African-American children, having them born, by not aborting them. Yes, Susan Smith killed two white boys, and for that she should have been executed. But since those 19 years since she did that, there have been millions of babies aborted by all ethnicities, some having a greater percentage per capita than others. And when you speak out against that, it is not to call attention to an ethnicity, but to identify a problem within a particular community so that it comes to a stop. I hope that's clear. I hope that there's no perception that sins of any color are ignored. But certainly we can say that God not only judges sin on an individual basis, but nations and people groups also in the Old Testament must account for their sin. Nations and people groups. And when they do not deal with it amongst themselves, God judges them. So African American pastors, rise up and speak to these issues in your particular communities, in your particular churches, and let us save lives. Let us save lives before they were born. These two boys were born. They came into this world, and then their wicked mother killed them. That has nothing to do with the issue of abortion. We want it stopped. The issue of abortion, we want it stopped in all ethnicities, reduced in all subcultures, and you begin with the subcultures that are having the greatest struggle. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.